In the name of God, the Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us, and the Spirit who is our companion. Amen. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Scholars tell us that Jesus preached about money more than any other topic. Jesus, who apparently owned nothing but the clothing on his back. And yet he saw both cost and promise in the way we handle our finances. Jesus leaves it up to each of us to work out that balance. Today marks the beginning of Good Shepherd's all-in annual pledge gathering. Just like Jesus is saying about our relationship with money, we may feel both excitement and anxiety. So, I offer a few myths and truths about our giving, not only to Good Shepherd, but to other organizations that mean so much to us. Myth number one, I give to the church already. I don't need to pledge. Well, your giving is wonderful, but pledging makes a difference in at least two ways. It provides a baseline of support that the church can count on. This helps the vestry plan responsibly for the coming year. More importantly, making a formal pledge expresses our commitment to this parish. It's a way of staking our claim, saying, "I'm here and I'm with you." We become an integral, organic part of this very special community, which is another benefit of pledging. Our financial commitment binds us all together. Now I turn to myth number two. I'm not sure I'll be able to give enough. There is no reason to feel insecure or embarrassed in our giving. How much we give and how we give it is up to us. Giving amounts are never publicized, but always received with appreciation. In fact, pledging season is a good time to make a personal inventory of our financial commitments and to adjust expenses and giving as necessary. It's kind of like taking your financial temperature, and that's worth doing on a yearly basis. Myth number three, you're suggesting that pledging will make God like me better? Absolutely not. Each of us is already God's beloved child. We don't have to earn God's favor. We already have it. Pledging is our commitment to this particular community as we appreciate the gifts all of us have been given. So is our giving to other organizations and institutions we hold dear. For example, in addition to making my first pledge to Good Shepherd, I support St. Margaret's Church in Washington, D.C., Virginia Theological Seminary, from which I graduated in 1978, the ASPCA, Doctors Without Borders, Episcopal Relief and Development, as well as other more local causes. Every year, I have to balance out my commitments to these as well as my share of household expenses. I feel so grateful to have the ability to give what I can. I'm not trying to curry God's favor. My giving flows naturally out of everything I am grateful for. I'll conclude with two stories. One of them is a not-so-good model for giving. The other story is really rather beautiful. First, the not-so-good. A highly successful business person was asked to make a substantial donation toward an urgent charity appeal. He listened to the presentation, and then he told the group presenting, "I understand why you approached me. Yes, I do have a lot of money, and yours is an important cause. But are you aware that I have a lot of calls upon my money? Did you know that my mother requires 24-hour nursing care?" "No, we didn't know that," came the reply. "Did you know that my sister is struggling to raise a family of six on her own?" "No, we didn't," they said. "Did you know that I've one son in a drug rehab clinic and another doing voluntary work overseas?" "No, we didn't know that." "Well, if I don't give them a cent, why should I give anything to you?" That's the not so good giving attitude. But contrast this story with that one, and it's set in the aftermath of World War II in London. An American soldier was driving his Jeep back to his barracks. All around him was the devastation of the bombings. He was driving through the rubble and spotted a little boy standing in front of a bakery still standing. His nose was pressed up against the window pane, and he was watching as delicious items were being moved from the oven to put on display in the window. The soldier knew that everybody was hungry, particularly people with limited resources to begin with. So he slowed his Jeep, stopped, got out, and walked over to the boy. And he asked him, "Son, would you like some of these?" The boy was surprised but said, "Oh, yes, sir, please." So he went into the baker's shop and filled a paper bag with delicious items and gave it to the boy, saying, "Here you are, son." He turned to walk away but felt a tug on his coat. He looked down, and then he heard the little boy say quietly, "Mister, are you God?" We are never more like God than when we give. "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." So let's enter into this time of offering our pledges to Good Shepherd, not with anxiety or guilt or embarrassment or any other negative emotion. Let's rejoice in the life that God has given us and show our gratitude in all we say and all we do. Let us allow our gratitude to make a real difference in the lives of people around us. We are never more like God than when we give. And we are never more ourselves.